This is KUT. Texas is rightfully known as an oil and gas state, but it's also a national leader when it comes to wind energy. To learn what that means for the state's future, KUT's Terrence Henry traveled to the worldwide leader in wind power, Denmark. He filed this report on the country's offshore wind for State Impact Texas.
Standing on the shore of the Baltic Sea, a few miles outside of Copenhagen, Denmark, the view's about what you'd expect. Rocky shore, gray horizon, a boat here or there. But this shore is special. Look up and you'll see and hear this. That's one of three offshore wind turbines here that belong to the Danish company Dong Energy. Each turbine stands 500 feet tall, with three blades, close to 200 feet long, cutting through the air.
They are quite thin, but don't be cheated. They each weigh about 20 tons, so they are massive.
That's my guide for the day.
Rune Birk Nielsen, I'm a press officer at the Dong Energy. Each of these three turbines have a capacity of 3.6 megawatt, able to supply about 3,000 Danish households.
While these are technically offshore wind turbines, they're not too far out. A short footbridge, about 10 yards long, connects them to the land.
It's kind of for us it has been kind of a demonstration park where we are able to test all sorts of things.
With turbines close to shore, they're easier to fiddle with or repair. The company can safely train their workers without sending them far out to sea, where most of the country's offshore wind turbines are. Denmark is booming when it comes to wind, and to understand how and why, you have to go back a few decades. This energy transition wasn't so much a product of concerns over climate change or being green. It was something much more sudden.
This is NBC Nightly News, Wednesday, October 17.
Here's a news clip from 1973.
The oil-producing countries of the Arab world decided to use their oil as a political weapon. They will reduce oil production by 5% a month until the Israelis withdraw from occupied territories.
The oil shocks of the 70s served as a wake-up call for Denmark. At that time, over 90% of their oil was imported. So it turned to a different natural resource.
There was political interest in making sure that we weren't that dependent on fossil fuels. And therefore wind, which is an abundant resource in Denmark, was interesting to look at. My name's Birgitte Jacobsen. I'm Deputy Director General of the Danish Energy Agency.
They did more than just look. They incentivized and subsidized wind and upgraded their grid to make it more wind energy friendly. Today, more than a third of the country's energy comes from wind. And within a few years, they expect that more than half of their energy will. It's a stark turnaround from just a few decades ago.
The governments at that time wanted to shape the future, to show the rest of the world at that point in time what can be done, actually. My name is Peter Seested. I'm a special advisor in the Agency for Energy in Denmark.
Denmark started with turbines on land, but it's a very small country, and some of the turbines met resistance from locals, so they went offshore. When Denmark started building these turbines offshore, they found some advantages. Yes, it's more expensive, but the wind is stronger and more consistent. You can put in bigger turbines, and there's plenty of room for a small country like Denmark.
If we just used about 1% of our sea territory, we could produce all the electricity needed for Denmark.
So what would it take for Texas to follow Denmark's lead? Well, it's already on the way. Texas has thousands of wind turbines, providing 10% of the state's energy every year. Everyone I talked to in Denmark was surprised to hear this, that Texas is sixth in the world for wind. Michael Weber is deputy director of the Energy Institute at UT.
A substantial, non-trivial fraction of the world's wind is in Texas.
But right now, all of Texas's turbines are on land. One day, it may make sense to put some offshore, like Denmark did. You can get bigger turbines, and it's closer to the state's population centers.
And the other thing that people forget about is the offshore industry is basically headquartered in Houston. We've got a lot of patents and technologies and service companies and ships and capabilities to do offshore oil and gas that we could also use for offshore wind.
And the wind off the Texas Gulf Coast still blows at times when the state needs it most, during those hot, sunny summer afternoons as air conditioners go into overdrive.
We run out of spots for onshore wind, we'll move to offshore.
If Texas is going to look to the Gulf for more wind, it will likely take some time. A pilot project to install one test turbine there has faltered, and there don't appear to be any other projects in the works. Terrence Henry, KUT News.
This is part two of our series on renewable energy in Europe and its lessons for Texas. This series was made possible by a fellowship with the Heinrich Böll Foundation of North America. Tune in tomorrow for part three. where we'll learn how the city of Copenhagen turned into a bicycle capital.